This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hundreds of thousands of people have received notices from their health insurance companies canceling policies, yet that may be just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. According to one analyst, 85% of existing individual plans do not comply with Obamacare, which means 16 million people may lose their current policies, if this analysis is true. The HHS mandate is losing in court, and not by a narrow margin. ADF attorneys say that when federal courts examine mandatory employer coverage of medical products and services designed to interdict pregnancy, the Obama administration has lost 32 out of 37 cases. The case is headed to the Supreme Court. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. Thanks to researchers in the UK, we are now talking about both the physical and psychological development of the fetus and unborn child. Though it sounds simple, profound deductions are made using moving 3D ultrasound images called 4D imaging that allow us to view the psychological development of a child as they anticipate their own actions with other of their own actions. Look for the movie Doonby being released this coming weekend, a modern take on It's a Wonderful Life. It addresses profound questions of what one life is worth. This has been Life News Radio.